JT the Brick, back with you right here on the Las Vegas Sports Network. Dr. Mike Crivetti, iCanAgain.com, iCanAgain.com. Look at these videos. See how Dr. Crivetti and his staff can help you. Doctor, great to see you again.
Great to be here, JT.
Want to jump right into MCL and ACL surgeries. And first off, interesting, after the Super Bowl, and then a couple of weeks ago, I see a lot of players that can't play in the Super Bowl because they had a surgery, and then some players waiting till after the season's done to get their knees scoped and to get their knees looked at. Let's first talk about the severity of the injury when it happens and the difference between those who wait and come in for surgery.
So MCL injuries occur, and there's, like any ligament injury, there's three grades. Obviously, one, two, and three. Right?
Right.
Three is a complete detachment, and one is a stretch. So imagine the ones and twos are in the middle. They're not detached. And even the ones that are detached, but they remain in their good position, right where they're supposed to be, they're usually treated without surgery.
Okay.
So MCL repairs are rare these days, believe it or not. MCL injury is part of the ACL injury. So when the ACL injury occurs, you stretch the inside ligament on your knee, and you also run the risk of tearing one of the meniscus. So we call that in our business the unhappy triad: MCL, ACL, and the meniscus. So that MCL is injured, and waiting is a great idea for two reasons. One reason is you get the MCL to heal. And most of those folks heal within 2 to 4 weeks with the type of sprain they have. A type 3 can take 6 to 8 weeks. It can be a little more serious. But certain something about ACL surgery, the range of motion you go in with is the range of motion you come out with. So what I try to do when the folks come in off of the football field, and you know this is Tuesday or Wednesday, they got hurt Friday or Saturday, first thing we do is we put them in PT, get that knee moving. And some of these kids are just awesome. You know, by the time 2 or 3 weeks, they want their knee fixed, they can get back in their game quick, they'll come back full range of motion. MCL's just really starting to heal well. We get that ACL booked and get it done.
Interesting to me. I've never heard you talk about waiting. That's great. So you come in there, it's not that traumatic initially. There are a lot of parents listening now, youngsters who are playing high school sports or college sports, and initially when they have that initial pain and the injury, come in and talk to you because it might not be surgery.
It may not be. Certainly an MCL injury
yeah.
would not be an automatic operation for sure. Yeah, especially some of our big linemen, you know, mm-hmm. they're kind of getting rolled up on. You know, a lot of the kids are wearing braces today. And even some of our receivers, again, that lateral tackle where it knocks that MCL out a little bit, doesn't get the ACL. The majority of those injuries heal in a well-fitted brace and get them in rehab ASAP.
ACL injuries and why we see it at different levels. And I wanted to spend some time today, as you're kind enough to come in studio, to connect with the young listeners and the parents who are thinking about what's going to happen after the ACL surgery and your career and how your history really specializes in this type of surgery and all the success you've had.
You know, it's so awesome. I was walking through Lifetime last week, and kid caught me walking through and came in and just told me how changed his life. He was up in Utah playing, came down to see me to get his ACL done, and just finished up his year and just was absolutely out of his mind about how great he's doing. You know, and nothing better in life as a doctor, regardless of what your specialty is, than somebody coming up and telling you changed their life and made them better. So ACL injuries are, you're back. You know, in 6 months, and you can name that from the day you have that operation. 6 months, we're strapping up that great custom ACL brace, and you're playing.
Biggest change, you've been doing this 20 years. You're the most successful doctor in town at this. Biggest change in 20 years with ACL surgeries for you, because we've talked about a couple of weeks ago when you were in here, innovative technology and what you've learned over the years.
What an awesome question. I mean, you used to be this all-consuming operation, right? It was. Yeah, we actually did these in the hospital. We did them in the hospital. You stayed overnight when you had an ACL surgery. You were on crutches for 2-3 weeks. It's truly unbelievable. Like for now, we'll do the surgery in the surgery center. It'll be 30 or 40 minutes. Put a new graft in, whether we take it from you or take it from a cadaver bank. Mm-hmm. And you literally walk that evening. We discharge you in about 45 minutes after that, and you have crutches because you got a little numbing block in your leg. But day two, you're in physical therapy moving your knee. By day 10, when they see me, they should have already been riding a bike. They should have already been getting all the way around. They should be walking in without their crutches. They might, and they'll get another brace that they'll wear for those first 4 or 5 weeks.
So the imagine. Rehab's critical. The rehab's critical, as you're saying. You have the app. You're telling everybody every day on the app the next exercise, what needs to happen next. That you're really passionate about that because that's about getting the patient back to being 100% sooner than later.
It's all about, it's a three-step process, right? So it's first step, you get range of motion back. Second step, you start to build strength. And third, you start to build your sport-specific skills. So it's three. You can't get to number two till you do number one. So bust your butt, get your range of motion back. Now start building some muscle. You're looking at that dweeby leg because it's all atrophied from the surgery, from the injury. You just can't wait to get back in that gym and start hitting the weights, riding that bike. And then finally, let's start doing some plyometrics. Let's start cutting. Let's go out and catch some balls. So none of that happens until the first two take place.
CrivettiOrtho.com. Go to iKenAgain.com. It's interesting because I tell you when I watch Real Sports with Brian Gumbel and these documentaries on kids and youth sports, and the numbers are exploding here in Nevada. Everybody's talking about baseball, soccer in Nevada, football. We were mentioning Coronado, Gorman, all these schools here. And so many young athletes who are having MCL and ACL issues, they should come to you because of your expertise. And for some parents, Dr. Covetti, it's so traumatic for them when they're taking their child off the field and they're getting them back to the training center and they don't know what to do. They don't have doctors other than the school trainer, and that's why they should be reaching out to you.
You know, it's traumatic for the parents.
Absolutely.
It's traumatic for the kids. It's traumatic for us. None of us like to operate on a young boy or girl. It's just not, right? But we know we're in it. We're parents, right? You and I are parents.
Yeah.
Right? We have kids that play sports, right? And anything happens to them, you know, we hit the alarm too, right? We're regular folks. But I'll tell you, one of the things that's really been awesome in my practice is Dr. Caleb Pinneger, and you
yes.
and I have talked about him. You know, this young man comes out of the Jimmy Andrews Fellowship, the number one fellowship in the country, the guy who treats all the professional athletes, spends a year with him just operating every day, knees, shoulders, elbows, literally every day. Can you imagine? Guy flies in. I've been to his facility. You know, he's got this great viewing area. You can watch surgeries. You can do. It's amazing. So he came here with the desire to take care of every adolescent and every young man and girl here in town.
You talk about weekend warriors all the time. I mean, it's a big catchphrase because it's true. And my son's a freshman in college, and he's 18, and he's playing intramural basketball, and he's in a fraternity, and he played high school football. And I'm thinking, if something does happen with anyone of his fraternity brothers or someone there, you think local. I'm going to have this injury. You have patients from Utah, now Southern California, throughout the state of Nevada, who used to fly to UCLA, or they'd go somewhere back home where it was comfortable. You're saying not only from out-of-town patients, but here in the state of Nevada, Utah, to come to you because it's a quick process and you'll have them up and running sooner than later.
Well, I never thought that would happen, JT. You know, just being a local orthopedic surgeon,
yeah.
I never thought it would be like this. And we have developed so many amazing relationships with families. And this is Vegas. This is still Vegas, right? So just great relationships. If your son or daughter goes out of town and goes up to Reno or goes to Colorado, down to Texas, hurts their knee. You know, I was their doctor when they were a kid. I'm still
Absolutely.
Their doctor.
Absolutely.
So I'm happy to have them home, especially during a spring or Christmas break, and get them better. And we communicate awesome. Awesome with trainers, email today, FaceTime, show me your incision, how are things going? So it's a different world with communication tools that we have today.
Lastly, in your personal life, it's February now. You're not a New Year's resolution guy. You're always focused. You don't need a calendar to get you fired up. What are you excited about the business moving forward, the future of the business, and how you're growing in Henderson and growing your business around the state?
You know, we still want to be the go-to folks for, you know, hip and knee replacement, shoulder surgery. You know, Crivetti Orthopedics, this is my 20th year. I cannot believe it's year 20, you know, and it's just the growth has been amazing. We're going to continue on that path with the Raiders coming,
yes.
especially practicing down in Henderson. You know, it's just what heroes our kids have in this town now, whether it be our hockey players, whether it be our Raiders, right? They're heroes, and the heroes are coming to our town for our kids. It's awesome.
How about hockey in Henderson? With all the rumors running around out there at the minor league level, and especially what the Vegas Golden Knights, you're a season ticket holder, when you hear the expansion into Henderson, that's great because we're up here in Summerlin. We see the practice facility at City National, but there's so many kids putting on skates now, Dr. Covetti, and they're playing baseball and they're playing multiple sports. Last point, Do you encourage, because your kids were super athletes, for kids to play multiple sports? Where do you stand on that?
Well, I'm an East Coast guy, so we came from the, you know, football, basketball, baseball world. Each coach waited till we were done the season, and we played all three sports. And the summer, we took a little time off to enjoy our family at the beach. So I encourage kids to see all different kinds of sports. The story that I hate is, and it's a real story because you and I talk about it all the time.
Yeah.
The baseball player, he's awesome, gets to college, 20 years old, just doesn't want to play baseball anymore. You know, just that soccer player that's been playing soccer since they were five. They get to college, just don't want to play soccer anymore. It's not because they don't love the game. It's because they just don't love playing the game anymore.
The burnout factor. I was a swimmer in high school, and I knew a lot of athletes who were in other sports like that, and they just burnt out by the time they got to college because, A, they couldn't be that successful from high school in college, or they didn't pick up the sport again, hence the weekend warrior that wants to get back in their 30s, 40s, and even 50s and get out again. But a lot of your patients get right back out there after an MCL or an ACL, and I'm noticing hiking and running and just getting on the elliptical and start working out again because they're so passionate about getting their lives going again. So many people, Dr. Covetti, put this on hold, and I want to stop that because of our friendship and what you're kind enough to do here with us at Lotus and get people to get off the couch, get off the fence, and get back to the life they once had.
If you have a new ACL surgery, and that ACL surgery is done well, you don't have any other damage to your knee, that MCL is going to heal, right? You don't have any other damage. You go back to the same knee that you had. If you do the hard work in rehab and we replace or reconstruct your ACL, you get your life back the same way you had before you injured the ACL. You'll think about that sport when you're out there. You'll be a little more careful, but it'll be the same knee. Not everybody that has knee surgery is destined to have a knee replacement or have arthritis. Absolutely not. We stabilize that knee and make it back the way it was. That doesn't mean you're heading down that road ever in your life.
iKenAgain.com. Tell us the phone number, how to get in touch with you.
Well, CrovettiOrtho.com is a great way to get a hold of us. You can meet us. You can schedule an appointment. You can ask us questions. You can click on my staff's face on there. Leave us a message. We'll be happy to get back to you.
Or we can see you at a Golden Knights game in between periods.
And soon to be at the Raiders game.
There you go. Dr. Mike Crovetti, thanks for coming in, Doc. Appreciate it.